Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Now to Jo Manis, who, as you know by now, I'm sure, is in Cleveland, where she is covering the Republican National Convention for St. Louis Public Radio. Jo, nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay. What has been the response to the Missouri delegation to last night's public safety theme at the convention?
Well, I think from everything I heard today, and I was on an old train ride with the delegation this morning, so I talked to quite a few, they all loved Rudy Giuliani. They didn't say much about the others. I mean, many of the other speakers who were talking about Benghazi and other stuff, it was sort of red meat for them, so they liked that. But Giuliani, many thought, really crystallized what they thought was a strong message for Trump. Several also volunteered. They're kind of concerned about this whole plagiarism scandal that seems to be circulating around the speech of Melania Trump, which, frankly, was probably done by a speechwriter, not her. And a lot of people were coming to her defense and thought the press was doubling down. But for the most part, they're focusing on the larger view, the long view of what they see the convention and what comes out of it and what this means for Missouri and for Missouri's candidates.
You know, I have to stay with the Melania story for a few moments or a few seconds anyway, because, you know, this has been leading every newscast, radio and television, and newspapers around the country are focusing on that. And what this has done, it's taken away the narrative of yesterday. They're all talking about this speech.
Right. And I think, you know, some of the delegates, I got collared by several who are irked about that, because they really felt that it was, they're upset with the media over that. Now, in defense of the media, without talking about who's right or who's wrong, the fact is most journalists are writers. Most of us would have lost our jobs in a second for something like that. So when it quickly became apparent within an hour or so after she gave her speech that parts of it were way too close to Michelle Obama's 2008 speech, that obviously the press was going to pounce. Now, in fairness, major speeches like that, there's a speechwriter, at least one, if not more, involved. Obviously, the speaker has some say in it. But now, some of the top Republicans nationally, including Ryan Priebus, the party chairman, are saying whoever wrote this or whoever was responsible for this needs to be fired. And they probably should have taken that approach immediately last night, because it was already leading all the cable newscasts last night on all three major cable news networks. It is, for the Trump campaign, this is something they don't need, because it does take away from the overall message of last night. Nobody's talking about Benghazi. They're all talking about her speech.
You know, it's remarkable to me. I mean, it's been 8 years since Michelle Obama delivered her speech, and to think that somebody could have picked up as quickly as they did on the similarities between the two, I mean, that's remarkable in my mind.
Well, it's easy to do in the age of social media and Google. Most major campaigns have at least one or two people who, it's their job on these major speeches, especially when it's being crafted. They check on Google. They'll check phrases. That's what colleges do now. They have people, that's their total job, to make sure that students, particularly would-be students that have to write these essays for applications, that they're not plagiarized. So this has become like a mini industry. So it's not surprising to me at all that somebody may have just done it just for the heck of it, or there may have been something about the phrasing that just caught somebody's attention. Because it's not just the words. They changed maybe a couple words here or there, but it's the fact that everything is in the same order. And if any sort of speechwriter, even if they wanted to hit on the same topics, would have made sure everything was rearranged, different words used, taken a different approach. But on, you know, TV last night, they're showing, you know, Melania reading 10 seconds of her speech, and then they're showing Michelle Obama reading 10 seconds of her speech, and it's obvious. So, but again, I want to emphasize, I think Melania Trump was ill-served, and somebody needs to lose their job over this. And it, but it also does go to show that Trump's campaign, they've been talking about it being understaffed, and this is probably exhibit number one. If they had a decent-sized staff, there would be somebody who would have been in charge of this.
Well, early on, they were saying that she wrote the speech herself, but that obviously has changed. Somebody wrote it for her.
Well, what she said to Matt Lauer on the Today Show, she probably shouldn't have said it, but she said she wrote it with some help. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Which was probably true. She probably gave her thoughts and this and that, and then somebody helped craft it into words. But whoever did it messed up big time. They may have lifted notes from other major convention speeches by the spouses and just inadvertently followed it too closely. Who knows? But this is a grievous thing for writers. That's why journalists jump on something like this, as I said, because every journalist knows that they would have lost their job for doing something like that.
Right. Well, let's move on to other things. Tomorrow, as I understand the schedule, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Ted Cruz is scheduled to speak at the convention. No one knows what he's going to say, but he is kind of the darling of the Missouri delegation. Any chatter about that and what they would like to hear him say?
Well, much of the Missouri delegation, as listeners know, are actually Cruz supporters,
right,
who got elected as Trump delegates this spring. So many of them are extremely eager to hear Ted Cruz. They are really hoping and expecting that he's going to touch on the issues that are close to them. Many of Cruz's supporters are religious conservatives. They're very many of them had key roles in crafting the platform. And so I'm sure they really want to hear him touch on things that are important to them, like, you know, religious issues, anti-abortion, gun rights, things like that. So everybody is looking forward to that. But there's also a lot of talk about how they're pleased that Trump appears to be going along with many of the key things in the platform. I had an interview with Phyllis Schlafly this morning, and that's one of the reasons that she endorsed him, was that she said she got a personal promise from Trump that he would abide by the key issues in the platform. So the platform is very important to Republicans. Democrats have a platform too, but it's just a bigger thing for Republicans.
Right. Only a couple of seconds left. Was there any Missouri involvement yesterday in this mini insurrection over the Never Trump movement that kind of sputtered out very quickly?
Well, Carl Bearden, who's a delegate from St. Charles, has been the leader of the Missouri part of that. And so he was active in this yesterday. But Missouri was not one of the key states that was signing on to this effort to force a vote. So Missouri was sort of involved, but not really.
All right. Well, that appears to be over and done with at this particular point. Joe Manis, thanks so much for being with us. Continue the good work there in Cleveland. And we will not be touching base tomorrow, but we'll be back with you on Thursday, the big day, of course, because that's the day Donald Trump will be delivering his address. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you.
That's Joe Manis reporting from Cleveland. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.